I'd like to run through that again just to make sure I get it proper.
Now, you got it proper, but you didn't get the segues. You're talking about different applications, different types of physics, different types of chemistry, different known aspects of science.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, most of that's ridiculous, as you well know, because they can't even prove what they've proved is proved. So it becomes hypothesized at the very best.
Well, this
conversation needs to be hooked together, and that's why you want to go back over it.
Uh-huh.
As far as the application of exactly what it is that you now know, that you didn't know you had access to know, and how they connect together. We say everything is interrelated or interconnected. That's the, if not, then your mind would be separate from your body. They have the damnedest time doing mind transplants. They do a heart transplant. They can rip out your gall, glibber glabber, the glab blobber, the gallbladder, glibber glabber, glabber.
Fine. Do you mean a mind transplant or a brain transplant?
What's the difference?
Got it. Very good.
So that's what you're doing here too. You're laying new plumbing. You call the man. The plumbing's all messed up. It will be. He'll tell him if you talk to him long enough. He'll tell you that it's cheaper just to lay new pipe than it is to fix the old.
True.
And what you're doing right now, you're finding out that once you have a little bitty thing under the sink that you can do, once you start taking it apart, you never get it back together. And then the problem just goes further and further and further and further until it disappears into the floor or the wall. And that's why this is such a, sometimes a tedious thing, and it takes more than 30 minutes. If you want to know everything there is to know, we can tell you in 30 minutes. Like we said, we've got the answer, and then our response is, great, now what's the question?
Because
it's from where you apply the trebler. We say, keep saying that, the trebler. So now what you're trying to do is you're trying to get a segue from these applications that we sort of played with yesterday. And we'll do that. But now what we're going to do, so we don't get ahead of you, let's take it from where you are and connect each piece that you're interested in connecting. And you're driving, because if you don't drive, those are the sessions that you kind of go, okay, I got it, but I don't know what.
Okay, so what we... what it seems to me that we got was, well, I needed to define, there's a tunic fork, there's the magnetic,
we called it an electromagnet or a very strong magnet. An electromagnet is one that has electricity running through it that you can turn on and off magnetism.
Right, so the magnet is the is surrounding the tuning fork.
The stem of the tuning fork. You know, the tuning fork has like a Y, looks like a Y. And the part that you hold on to before you strike the tuning fork, the handle, as it were, that handle would be in the center of an electromagnet.
Okay.
So the magnet becomes the handle.
It becomes the handle.
Right, because you slide the stem of it.
That was just me. Computer
right.
All turned down the sound. Go ahead.
No. You're fine because it's locked. We locked it.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to invade, we can show how that turns out. No problem. The electromagnet would become the handle, because if you slide a tuning fork down into that, there'd be nothing to hold on to except for the magnet. Because holding a magnet doesn't affect its vibration or magnetism. But if you hold it from the other end and strike it, it ain't going to vibrate. See?
Okay, so then yesterday you said take a tuning fork, an electromagnet or strong magnet, attach a tuning fork inside and strike it. That would be the answer to what you were looking for. The electromagnetic field disseminates information in the tuning fork lipid and electromagnetism, your super sugar. So I guess I got mixed up there. So we're saying the tuning fork is the lipid. Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Just slow down. Slow down. Mm-hmm. You go back. Go back to what you're talking about. What you were talking about, this long-term healing, faith healing, laying hands on healing.
Oh, yeah. We're
talking about how that applies. Well, the reason of how that applies, we didn't say that's ridiculous. We said this is how it is. And we used that analogy so you could, and it has more reaching, now, of course, you know everything does, has more far-reaching aspects than just the what they call faith healer or no. Here's what they say about them. They say, I have a gift. Okay, I have a gift. Now, in here, if you'll check their polarity, they even do that with kinesiology,
Fine.
That aspect is because you have a magnetic frequency. Now, this is new. We talk about frequency and we talk about magnetism, but we've not talked about magnetic frequency. Some people's polarity, ability to be grounded, seems more challenging than others' people's ability. Now, we've got a specific example that we would like to bring. Less grounded. Everything that she'd used in her life to ground her up until now has instantly been removed. Dispelled, displaced, undone, out. And then she immediately gained 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
25 pounds, 40 pounds.
Right.
So much so that she notices. But that's because of that shift in grounding. It took that weight to make her feel as comfortable as she did. And that's an outcome. But now we said straight out every way to Sunday, 99 ways to Sunday, that it makes no difference what you put in your mouth as far as your size goes. And we said that any every way you can say it. Okay, fine. So then, so even if she stops eating, she'll get bigger.
Wow. Until.
Well, until. No one, there's no limit to how big she can get.
But in, if she wants to stop it, then she finds other ways to ground herself?
This new place, this new thing, can be changed, increase the vibration, so less magnetism is required for proper and adequate grounding. See, we told her to tie a copper rod around her leg. She didn't do that before all this started. Now, we're using this as an example because it segues into exactly what you're talking about. You're kind of like going, well,
No, I'm happy with this. No argument.
So, because we knew that polarity would come into play. Okay, here's
In specialists?
No. The concentration of what's attracted to a specialist is eliminated only except for one vibration. For example, if you have a melanoma rather than non-lymphoma Hodgkin's, they might send you to even a more specialized oncologist, mightn't they?
So the concentration of what's attracted to specialists is limited to their specialty.
Well, to that individual vibration.
Mm-hmm. the concentration, so that, and the magnetism, but to that individual vibration. So now, but now you're mixing up magnetism and vibration. I thought you were trying to separate them.
Well, no, we're trying to explain how one can have an effect to the other, the same reason we put the tuning fork inside the magnet. We were dividing it, and the question came from faith healership and bringing that into the connection of how it applies. So you have a gift. And you lay hands on people, and they get better. Okay? And they respond. Sometimes, as long as they're in your presence, they're well. They couldn't walk. When you lay hands on them, they get up and walk. But then when you leave or it's over, they're right back in the wheelchair. You've seen that.
Okay. Okay, so let's see if this gets back to the original of the tuning fork being the lipids and the electromagnetism being the super sugar. Is that how it was?
Wait, now, do that one more time and let's clean that up, because that's the point. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think what I get from here's the words yesterday was electromagnetic field disseminates information, and the tuning fork lipid with the electromagnetism being your super sugar, and you get a new wave because that polarity is disseminated in the striking of the tuning fork. The arms of the tuning fork carry a magnetic polarized charge. So would the arms of chromosome 14 have attached to something magnetic or something that was super sugar or something that had extra electrons that would make it magnetically enhanced?
So now you've applied, using that analogy, what you're saying is, and we agree, and what we've said is that becomes the exact, your body becomes the exact same setup. Okay. Now, here's how that benefits you. If you know that, you can adjust either how hard you strike the tuning fork or how powerful the electron or electromagnet is. Okay, because you see that is the essence of how cellular thesis takes place.
Cellular thesis, cellular metabolism, cellular thesis, electrophoresis.
Yeah, we were seeing if you'd taken a nap at that point or not. So we just used thesis as writing one. Because it applies to all that, to all of it. Okay. So now if you get that, all of a sudden, any shift or change that shows up in your meat sack body, you can look at it from that way. Is it my vibration or is it my magnetic grounding? Okay, let's... So here we go. First time said, darling, this way to finally bring it home is that your meat sack body is both the tuning fork and the magnet. We say things like unto itself are drawn. Okay. We say that everything is vibrational. Vibration doesn't attract. Vibration sets it apart from another vibration. Vibration emanates from. It doesn't draw to. So what's doing the drawing? The magnetism. And that is the essence of the change of the lymphatic system. That concentrates any and all vibration which brings it close enough to, we would say, to your trunk or to your being that allows the magnetism or magnetic portion of you. To include, embrace, and enjoy. I-N-J-O-Y. And we have proof. You know paper clips.
You know
magnets.
Mm-hmm.
You have magnets in your house, right? If you don't, you have magnets in your looky box. You have magnetos. You have a magnet in your microwave. There are magnets. Well, if what we said is just true, then every paperclip in your house ought to be attached to the microwave and the looky box and the little magnet thing and your little trimmer, you know, your little hair trimmer thingy thing. That has a magnet. All those things. Then every paperclip should be attached to that because it's drawn to it and it's in the same proximity. Now, vibration would get the paper clip close enough to the magnet to where it would go flip and it would attach to it. And then it's stuck to it. And when it gets close enough, that's when magnetism kicks in. Okay, because you can have, but people in the Bob's world, in the radio world, they had those big magnets that would erase the tapes, remember? Do you talk about those things? The big old thing, you push a button and electricity, and it was magnet, and it would erase a tape to take all the tape recording off. Okay, and they had to be very careful, because that was a powerful magnet, but they only had to, they had to get the tape in proximity of the magnet for it to clean it. Otherwise, when you clean the tape, it should draw everything metal in the room to it.
But you're implying that when you say vibration will get the paper clip close enough, I mean, I'm just getting the sense that, okay, you're talking about magnets and paper clips. They're not going to walk towards one another, so.
No, but here we go. But vibration will put them together. And we got proof. You get a plastic tray. Got it? You put like a magnet, like a little ball magnet or a little disc magnet. And you take paper clips and throw them around on the tray. They're not even touching, right? You tap that tray, make it vibrate, tap that tray, make it vibrate, or put it on a little vibrating thing that shakes it a little bit. And it won't be in a minute till the paper clips will all be stuck to the magnets.
I see.
That's vibration. Vibration moves everything because everything, including you, is vibration.
I see.
So what you've not added to the mix up until this yesterday is magnetism. And that's why, now here we go, here we go. That's why you can give your dope to one person and it has an outcome. You can give your same dope to another person and it has a very different outcome. That has nothing to do with vibration. The vibration is the magnetism, the strength of the magnetism. Now, you talk about nocebo and unsebo and placebo. That's nothing other but then throwing the magnets in the same jar with the magnets. The paper clips in the same jar with the magnets. You see. Now, let's bring this back to the lipids in the lymphatic system. Now, what you're doing is you're changing the covalent position. Now, we're going to say position. Covalent position. Now, you know we're going to go deeper into it. You know this, but we're giving you the stupid version so you can pick it apart. Well, but you know what we mean, because if we went all in, you'd be, oh, what the hell are you talking about? It's ridiculous.
I know. I get so frustrated.
So we have the body. You want to, okay, you have a body. And so based on what you know so far, is it your desire to increase your vibration or increase your magnetic charge? Or decrease your vibration and decrease your magnetic charge.
Mm-hmm.
Or some position
mm-hmm.
between the two.
Mm.
Now we're going to zing. We got a zinger for you. The zinger starts to look like, give us the difference in a fallen man and an ascended man. The vibrational, that all of a sudden makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, you adjust from vibration or magnetism.
Okay.
One of the two adjust, or there's never a change.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can be miserable, you can engage RNA drops, and you can draw even more misery to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can be better at having things to bitch about.
Mm-hmm.
It makes mm-hmm. you a more powerful bitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
That's not because of vibration, that's because it will make your antenna stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And if you become more than you are and you don't increase your magnetism, then you'll get fatter to compensate for the lack of magnetism.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to get a little segue there, dear?
Yeah, a little segue. So, tell me the components of magnetism in the body.
Well, you got to tell us a working definition of magnetism or magnetism. You're gonna love this. You bit it. We're like Bob. We're giggling because you bit. It's great.
Yeah. Magnetism is a property of materials that respond at an atomic or subatomic level to an applied magnetic field. Ferromagnetism is the strongest and most familiar responsible for the behavior of permanent magnets as well as materials attracted to them. All materials are influenced to a greater or lesser degree by the presence of a magnetic field.
Uh-huh.
Some are attracted, others are repulsed.
There you go. So basically, you have electricity wrapped around a ironed vessel body.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what must be included in magnetism. If you weren't a natural magnet,
mm-hmm.
you would never have an MRI image of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, it has to pick up your magnetism,
right? Mm-hmm.
In order to bounce magnetic resonance, to bounce the resonance off, to see what's up with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it. So that's the definition of magnetism. So it's like the ebb and flow in all the cells of the body create magnetism in the body.
Just like a copper wire wrapped around an iron rod with electricity runs through it, makes it an electromagnet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Now,
wrapped around what? A copper wire wrapped around usually just another metal?
No, an iron pipe.
An iron. Mm-hmm.
Iron.
Mm-hmm.
But notice now, they talk about that you can make something a magnet or something that you read in the definition that's a fixed magnet that's always a magnet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about something that's magnetite?
Mm-hmm. You want me to look up magnetite?
No, we're just making the point.
So magnetic state or phase of a material depends on temperature and other variables such as pressure and applied magnetic field. Hmm. Does the temperature of the body affect our magnetism?
No, but the calories that you engage do.
Okay, there we go.
Calorie is a measurement of heat.
Okay, magnetism in the body. 1 second. Body, okay, so no, but calories do. Okay, so is that why super sugar affects magnetic field?
Absolutely. What have you added more than anything else in your super sugar recipe?
Well, we've created enormous levels of glucose.
Yeah, well, in your formula itself, what happens is it's the most of carbon.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And so carbon is beneficial. Carbon is magnetically inclined.
Oh, gosh. Wow. So, what you're saying here...
We were going to say something else, too, but you better get this or we may not get back.
carbon magnetically inclined. Okay, yeah. So, you're saying that RNA drops enhance our magnetic field?
They would.
But it depends on us if it's increase or decrease or what it depends on our vibration.
No. Now, don't make it hard. If you see any shift or change in your meat sack body, almost everyone is, unlike some don't, but almost everybody's seeing the difference or the shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you individually then to balance.
Mm-hmm.
See, you balance.
Mm-hmm. So, enhancing our magnetic field, then the word should rather be balance our magnetic field.
Well, if you're going to enjoy, proceed, balance becomes key.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
okay.
See, it's very relative. It's very relative, this stuff called balance, because it's up and down. It's hot, it's cold, it's wet, it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't use that as the trebler, but the shift you can use to gauge to where you are and where you want to be. I'm here and I want to be there.
Okay, tell me about trebling.
Look it up.
Treble. Is there such a word as trebler?
Yes.
Trebler.com?
No.
Well, that's all I'm finding. Definition. Webster's. Well, I got definition for treble, but not trebler. Will I go for treble first?
Well, I guess that's right, and it should be.
So it's the highest voice part in harmonic music.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Trebler. The highest voice part of a harmonic ensemble.
Mm-hmm. But that's just treble. It's not trebler. So would the trebler be the person?
Yes. A trebler would be one who sang treble. Or reach the treble clef.
A trebler is the person who has the highest voice part in the harmonic music.
Well, harmonic ensemble.
Because
if you're singing solo, you would be the trebler, even if you're singing very low.
Mm-hmm. So...
That's why That's why. Wait here. Okay. That's why you can get a group of folks, and one seems louder than everybody else, or higher than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or resounding.
So the troubler then is that the person with the higher vibration?
Resonance. Didn't say anything about vibration. It's just the resonance. Because see, the vibration, a person who sings bass would actually have more vibration.
So resonance. So you talk about the troubler, quite a great deal. Can you tell me more about it?
So a trebler would be the outcome that's most noticed. A trebler would be the one that combines a harmonic state that you can hear above everything else.
And doing that, being able to do that, is that a good thing, or is that a bad thing? Is that where we want to be? What about that?
All of that. All of those. See, it has no presentable value judgment.
Okay, troubler. Good. Now, then, we have meets that body, it's up to you to balance it, to enjoy. That's why super sugar affects the magnetic fields. Okay, tell me about how calories affect the magnetic field.
Well, calories are heat exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Any electromagnet starts getting hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Get hot. So.
And the reason they get hot is because those electrons are excited. And they're floating.
Are the electrons doing something to glucose? Are they changing energy with glucose, creating ATP?
Well, but it's reverse.
Mm-hmm. In the way of?
Well,
how so?
It's not the calories that are affecting the electrons, or the sugar affecting the electrons. It's the electrons affecting the sugar.
Okay. Now our super sugar has...
Mm-hmm. And people are starting to notice that they've having huge shifts and differences. And this is what's making those differences.
I see.
This is the cause, not the effect. Remember, the effect precedes the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get the cause before you get it affected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that'd be okay, but you're going to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't apply it from that. That's like saying, I have tissues, so therefore I must have a cold.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to apply the cause before the effects.
Do.
Okay. So I'll come back to this. I'll do some more on this and come back to it. But back to our first business about the tuning fork and the electromagnet. So can we say that tuning fork. So the tuning fork is lipids, and electromagnet is the super sugar. So So can we say that our lipids are tuning forks, a lipid tuning fork, and are they attracting the super sugar, these lipids?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the other way around?
Not neither, almost both and neither.
But is the super sugar the magnet?
No.
Well, see, that's where I get it wrong when I have
to. You're okay, because many times it is. Many mm-hmm. times it is. But you would always use a tissue when you have postnasal drip. But the tissue doesn't make the drip, but it's what goes hand in hand with a runny, snotty nose. So.
Okay, super sugar. You said no, but many times it is. So I don't get
it. They're both. You're trying to compare super sugar to sugar as you know it now, and it is not that at all. So you're asking
a
question, and we're mm-hmm. saying yes and no. So let's clean that up. Our sugar. You know what it does, or so you think, but it is what it is. Okay,
fine. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, now, next stage. Super sugar is completely different. It's actually not sweet, but
all
it is.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So that sugar all of a sudden becomes a very, 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 very different player in the parallel figure it out, how does this work deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because sugar would not help insulin resistance, would it?
I don't think so.
But super sugar seems to.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Because now you have documents of people going to the hospital that are diabetics taking the RNA drops because they're about dead over low blood sugar. Because super sugar and their insulin medicine, glucophage, gliburide, all that kind of stuff, Accutane, all those things, Lantus, all those things are taken. It's making their sugars too low.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a huge difference between sugar and super sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're asking the question, is super sugar the magnet?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say no, but it certainly affects the magnet.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that the iron is super sugar and you wrap a metal copper wire around it, put electricity to it, and it turns it into a magnet? Yes, but that piece of iron is not a magnet, but it can be magnetized. Is super sugar a magnet? No. But can it be magnetized? Yes, because of the 122 carbons. If your lymph system lymphatically is within the vibration fractally of tuning to the new number one vibration and the new number two magnetic covalent charge. See, you poked at us long enough till we said something.
Yeah, thank you. Bob loves it when I play the dumb door and finally Ion has to spill. So
otherwise we keep it dancing.
I know, it's so fun. Okay, so let me go through this sentence. If your lymph system is within the vibration fractally of tuning. Okay, so the lymph then we're talking about contains the lipids.
The lymphatic system. The lymph nodes, the lymph system, yes. Go ahead.
Contains the lipids, which then makes it...
Well, we're saying yes, but see, you can have lipids in all of you. But the lymphatic system would be what you call the design of the fractal.
It contains a fractal or has the...
Right. You're trying to use lysine to enhance the lipids in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to use lysine to enhance your fractal antenna.
See, that's
a little different, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Very close, though, but...
Yeah. So the lymph system, with all its wiggles and tree-like frondiness, is a fractal antenna tuning to the new vibration and magnetic covalent charge. So,
that's why JW triangulates just about a look.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because that connection is easy. He'll be driving along. He was doing it this morning. He'll be driving along, and there's a red light, and he'll know exactly what speed, without speeding, to accelerate or decelerate to, so that he makes the light.
Hmm. Yeah, that's... So he's using all that. Okay.
Just
so,
at a snap.
Mm-hmm. So with the magnetic covalent charge... before we said that the tuning fork was a lipid, is it like the lipids become our tuning forks, our magnet?
No, they merge. You stick the tuning fork in the middle of the magnet. Remember way back there we were sticking the tuning fork in the hole? Well, now we're merging those. Remember when we said merging of physical and non-physical? Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've changed topics, but it applies.
Okay, so they merge putting the tuning fork lipids into the magnet. Okay, so the magnet covalent charge is not a lipid, but they're now working together.
Now, if you stick something to a magnet... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they have them screwdrivers that are
magnetized. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it'll hold the screw on the end of the screwdriver. So if you can't reach it, you can poke it in there and screw it in. So the tuning fork then becomes magnetically charged, even though it's not the magnet.
Mm-hmm.
So now the tuning fork's going to draw paper clips. The same way, if you tap the tray, the vibration moves the charge close enough so that they can attach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what ascension is.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you were going to get there sooner or later, didn't you?
So you got to say that sentence again, if you don't mind. So the tuning fork becomes magnetized, even though it's not a magnet, and that's...
Right. The screw becomes magnetized, even though it's not a magnet.
Yeah.
So you have a meat sack body. You're the screw. Non-physical is the screwdriver. Then it's magnetized. So you take the tuning fork. All these, you're already operating vibrationally. But when you stick that tuning fork in that magnet, especially a strong magnet or an electromagnet, it magnifies the tuning fork.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a magnetized... vibrational weapon that undoes every law little man has ever made regarding everything.
I think so.
Okay.
So your meat sack body is the screw. The screwdriver is your non-physical.
The magnet.
The screwdriver is magnetized. The magnetic screwdriver is magnetized.
You're already vibrational.
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything there. You're already vibrational. But when you take you vibrational and put it into the electromagnet, that is ascension.
And what we've talked about throughout here is the various shifts and changes of the lipids and the carbons and the super
the
sugar.
Fractal, how the fractal flies, how the covalent. You didn't look that
up. You want me to look up covalent?
No, I want you to look up the magnetic covalent bonding in the Google.
All right, I've done that.
We've never sent you to the Google, but today's the day.
Covalent bonding.
Magnetic bonding.
Magnetic covalent bonding.
Well, it probably, you try it, but you may have to do it the other way.
Yeah. Covalent magnetic bonding. Covalent bonding in the neutron magnetic form factor. Making and breaking covalent bonds across the magnetic transition. Aspects of nuclear magnetic resonance and coordinate covalent bond. Covalent bond. The electron magnetic moment is formed by combination of orbital and spin magnetic moment using known rules of vectors.
And see, that's why we just said it undoes the known rules or vectors.
Covalent bonds are formed as a result of the sharing of one or more electrons. Classical covalent bond, each atom donates half of the electrons to be shared. According to actual theories, this sharing of electrons is a result of the electronegativity of the bonded atoms. As long as electronegativity difference is no greater than 1.7, must be 1.7, the atoms can only share the bonding electrons. That's all about covalent. Let's see where magnetic comes in.
Well, do it the other way.
In proposed theory, a covalent bond applies only coupling of magnetic moments of individual atoms in order to obtain a greater stability.
That's ascension. Do that again.
In proposed theory, a covalent bond implies only a coupling of magnetic moments of individual atoms in order to obtain a greater stability. The electrons remain in orbit around a proper nucleus, and consequently, there's no sharing electrons between atoms. When a covalent bond is broken, the coupling between these magnetic moments is lost, and of course, every atom remains with his electrons.
That's descension, or the fall of man.
Right. The situation is quite different in quantum theories, because when a covalent bond is broken, the electrons are probabilistically distributed back to atoms, so an electron from one atom can arrive to the other atom participating at bound. I don't know.
That's quantum non-physical.
According to new interpretation, every atom of hydrogen possesses an electron magnetic moment due to the electron movement. The magnetic moment of nucleus is lower, so it is not important in this case. The electron...
Now, wait now. Do you see? Do you see how the hydrogen comes into play? And then a negative... It even talks about the aspect of a negative hydrogen position. They're all but saying it, darling, without saying it. They're all but explaining it, but they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Reminds us of Marshall McLuhan.
And they're trying to say the electron magnetic moment, and so they're putting time on it, because they're just trying to define...
Well, it's a rule, and that's what we said, that once you get what we just said, it undoes every rule ever made regarding anything. Because now you have it consistent. And what makes it consistent is the attachment of non-physical. Because remember, we said even little man has more non-physical than they'll ever use. But until you hook the vibration to the magnetic trebler, then you have no outcome. You just have what they call dumb luck.
Mm-hmm. So now it's consistent, meaning, because of non-physical.
Right.
Because we've acknowledged non-physical.
You've plugged it in. You've got a toaster now. You've got a juice machine. Now you've plugged it in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No good to have a juicer if you're not juicing, right?
Mm-hmm.
No good to have a non-physical if you're not non-physically.
So here's a nice sentence. The covalent bond means that both atoms attract reciprocally due to the magnetic interaction between their magnetic moments.
And if that's out of balance, you gain 50 pounds.
Wow. The simplest interaction between two magnetic moments of different electrons from different atoms is shown in a figure. The magnetic moments are pointed parallel but with opposite directions.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Wire whisks.
Yep. And minus sign and sine and cosine within a geometric aspiration.
And one more paragraph here, see if it has anything. Every atom has its own electron, and the electron orbits only around his nucleus, and the orbits of electrons are situated in parallel planes. There is a dynamic equilibrium regarding a minimum distance between atoms. When the electrostatic repulsion force becomes stronger and at a maximum distance between atoms, when the coupling between magnetic moments forces the atoms to move one to another, there's also an electrostatic push due to the electron reciprocal interaction and a nuclear push due to the nucleus reciprocal interaction. These interactions regulate the distance between atoms because when distance becomes lower due to the attractive magnetic interaction, the electrostatic repulsion increases and the equilibrium is maintained. So that's like magnetism. Well, is that magnetism and vibration together?
Yes, it is, and that's what hooks you up. That's why it's easier to ascend than it is to stay little man. It's difficult to screw things up.
Mm.
You have to work hard at screwing things up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Got it. Wow. Yeah, it's like I didn't ask anything today except one question, and here we are. In a whole new world.
It was a good clean up that we couldn't get yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. Shoot. I mean, but there's more there's more cleanup. More things to clean up. Which is fine with me. All right, let me look at this. Maybe just to look at the arms of the tuning fork carry a magnetized polarized charge. So would the arms of chromosome 14, if attached to something magnetic or something that was super sugar or something that had extra electrons,
If RNA is magnetically charged, which it is because it has super sugar, talking about RNA drops, then, and notice how you get it is in your saliva, which hits right into the whole systemic position, then you are basically taking the tuning fork, which would be chromosome 14, and plugging it into the center of the magnet.
Wow.
Which then changes where the mitochondrial snippers start cutting it off or replicating it continually. Remember? You've done more on that than most people know.
Wow. So, yeah, the whole mitochondria business. Whoa. Yeah, those mitochondria are pretty cool. They're like, they act on their own.
That's why your completement formulas even make that more fluid.
Uh-huh.
All your completement formulas are nothing other than fancy Astroglide.
Yeah, I talk a lot about Astroglide.
It's great stuff, right. When you're in a tight spot.
So magnetism and vibration. Well, I'm going to re-listen to this because there's things there that I'm
missing
or just want to make real clear. Because this is major.
It explains ascension.